Right, well, now it's time to welcome back Paul Yarwood from Secure Haven. So welcome back, Paul. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, perhaps before we look at your specific topic today, we can start by taking a look at some of the questions that we've received from our listeners. Now, Rob from Billericay says his mother is in a care home and he'd like to know if and when he should let them know the details of his preferred funeral director, as he's concerned as to whether they might move her to a firm that they have links with should she die overnight.
That's a very good question, actually, and thank you, Rob, for sending that in. Firstly, that if there's no specified funeral director allocated by the family, then the actual care home will have a care of duty if something happens overnight. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the view of the care home, they may not well have the facilities mm-hmm. in order to look after your loved one with the dignity that they require, and they will go to a local funeral director to bring them into their care. But it should be noted that the family can at any point bring them into a funeral director they do specify, although there may be a cost on that original funeral director imposed.
Fair enough. Okay, well, thanks for that, Paul. Now, Ruth from Pilgrim's Hatch admits that most of us, she puts off looking at things in detail. But in connection with her parents, she'd like to know how much say she and her family would have over the ceremony itself.
Again, a very good question, and thank you, Ruth. The main answer to that is the family has a lot of say in how the ceremony takes place. I think they should take that on board prior to deciding where they want that service to take place. And a quick note, if it's a church, then the family and the minister will work together in order to make that ceremony that fits in with the church and obviously with themselves. At a crematorium, then there's more of a time scale mm-hmm. element, so they can personalise it. It can become more of a ceremony. And within our facility at Secure Haven, we have our own ceremony room where the minister, celebrant, can come and spend some time and really personalise it, make it the final farewell that they really want for their loved one.
So it's not a regimented process at all, and effectively you're free to design exactly how you'd like things handled.
I think within certain boundaries, yes. I mean, the music can be yours, what flowers you have can be yours, who mm-hmm. takes the ceremony could be yours. Mm-hmm. And really, you've got to remember, it's not the funeral director's choice. This is a family's choice that the funeral director has to implement if they can. That's what we try to do.
Right, so perhaps we could look a little more detail at just one type of funeral. And I guess that more people these days probably opt for cremations. And that being so, I wonder if you could clarify a few things on that. First off, does the coffin go into the cremator?
Again, a question we do get asked a lot. First of all, it's about 80% now of funerals are cremations.
Really, 80%?
So that's a big volume. Quite an ever-increase, and these are good questions. So, first of all, the only person that can close down a coffin is the funeral director. Mm-hmm. We then take the coffin with the family, obviously, to the crematorium, where the service attendant will be there at the door. Mm. They check that their paperwork is exactly the same as the nameplate on the coffin, which is very important. And once the service is finished, obviously the coffin goes in a singular fashion because there's only room for one coffin. Mm-hmm. So, yes, at that point, the coffin goes in slightly after. It's never straight away, normally after the service. Mm. There's a period of time, and then that coffin will go in its entirety, and it's only one coffin at a time.
Okay, so when you see the curtains close, it's not going into the
the cremator.
The cremator, straight off.
Yes, it's quite an emotive thing. I think people do think that the curtains close, but it doesn't happen quite like that. There is a due process.
Right.
The crematoria, they do have to have a timescale. It's normally legally within 72 hours they need to cremate the body. In practice, they all do it on the day. Never goes on normally. But yes, to allay any thoughts, it's just the one coffin at a time.
Now, you've just mentioned that 80% of funerals these days are cremations. So is cremation more expensive than burial?
Simple answer is no. Right. Burials will have a lot more additional costs. That's for the memorials and for the grave care. The funeral director's fees are the same, or take, within a cremation or a burial. Mm. But it's more to do with the local cemetery costs. The exclusive rights of burial for 50 years, including the rights to place a memorial on a grave, is approximately £1,700. That needs to be added on to the costs. For crematorium fees, a cremation normally charges around about £690 to £900 locally, depending on the crematorium. Mm. And then there's the doctor's fees to add on of £164.
So, on average, what is the sort of total funeral cost that you're looking at these days?
For a service...
I'm not trying to put you on the spot,
okay.
But just a rough idea.
No, it's fine. If you go national average... For a serviced crematorium, where you have a service after the actual crematorium, that would cost around about £3,700 nationally.
Right.
We charge for that, just so you know where we are, we charge just under £3,200 for that service.
Right. And to which you have to add these other charges you've just mentioned.
That's all inclusive.
That covers all the doctors?
Absolutely.
The whole lot?
Because what we try to do is make sure that a family, when they come to us, they know the fees. And there's no hidden surprises, no hidden agendas. They come to us and they can see what they're going to pay. And they can add, if they wish, further services at their leisure and at their decision.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks for that. Now, are cremations handled individually or in groups?
They're handled individually. So there's always one service. That coffin will go through the catafalque and then it will go in its entirety into the single cremator. So there is a myth, obviously, that certain things like the coffins are taken away, but they're not. Everything that the coffin, it goes in its entirety into the cremator.
All right, so how can you be sure that the ashes returned to you are those of your loved ones?
It's a very strict process at the crematoria.
And what about the ashes of the coffin itself?
That the whole thing goes in. So once the coffin goes into the cremator,
yes,
or prior to that, if you go back one step, past the catafalque, there'll be a crematorium technician.
Yeah.
And they will have a card with the name of the deceased on that. And that card will remain with the deceased and the coffin at that point all through the process. It will go attached to the cremator. When the process is finished and then there's just the ashes that remain, all the ashes come out in its entirety, stays with the nameplate. It then goes and gets prepared so that it becomes what you see when you pick up the ashes. But all through that process, the name card is always attached. And at the very end, when you hand back the cremated remains to the family or to us as a funeral director, the nameplate is in the urn, and there's a certificate of cremation. So there's no way that there'll be a mix-up. It's always... It goes with a coffin.
Now, you mentioned that the cremation has to take place within 72 hours, but how long does the cremation process actually take in most cases?
The actual average time that a coffin is in a cremator is about 1.5 hours. There is certain differences, obviously, on the material of the coffin, whether it's a hardwood coffin, whether it's a veneer coffin, and the rattans that... Obviously, yes. They're more popular. And there's obviously the size of the coffin and the size of the deceased. But this, if you're looking at an average, it'd be about 1.5 hours.
Right, OK. So how soon afterwards can I expect to be able to collect the ashes?
It's usually within 24 hours, depending on the time of the cremation takes place.
That seems quite fast.
It's a process that's done very, very quickly. We would then go to collect them, or the family can go and collect the ashes. Families that come to Secure Haven, they are brought back to us, and they're obviously kept in our secure niches. That is the only place in the UK that do that.
At what point is the payment made? Is it before the service, or is it after, before you pick up the ashes?
The payment to the funeral director.
Yes. Yes.
What we normally do, most funeral directors, there's a certain disbursement costs that we mentioned before. That's the crematoria costs. They normally get paid up front prior to the service, and then the final invoice will be sent after the actual funeral takes place. So all those payments are made by the funeral director. We pay up front, and then families pay us at the end on a final invoice.
So effectively, you pick up the tab for the cremation, the burial, or whatever
We pay for everything, and then there's a certain payment prior to the arrangement, like a deposit, and then the bulk of it will be paid after the funeral as an invoice.
Right. Now, you've mentioned about other things, things that you can have to personalise it. Music is one thing. Are there any restrictions in that?
At the actual service itself? I think it's not really many restrictions. I think as long as it's done with dignity and it's done with respect, and it's what the family want. I think that's really important. It's what the family wants. There are no problems of what music you choose. If your choice of music for your loved one is that's what he wanted, I would advise to play it. Even if it brings a smile to your face, then play it, because there is nothing wrong if it's the right thing for your loved one.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, look, thanks very much again for coming in to see us, Paul. As we said before, if you have any questions you'd like Paul or his colleagues to answer in the coming weeks, please feel free to contact us by sending us an email to radio@phoenixfm.com. And, of course, if you prefer, you can, of course, contact Secure Haven directly via their website, which is...
www.securehaven.co.uk.
And by phone?
It's 01277 356 857.
That's 01277 Brentwood number 356 857. Thank you very much indeed for that, Paul.
Thank you.